ladies and gentlemen. Tonight I have the privilege to announce news of an astonishing scientific breakthrough. A discovery as revolutionary to our understanding of the nature of the universe as those of Newton and Einstein. When you leave this theater, your perceptions of space and time will have been so radically changed that you will no longer be able to accept the myths which have for so long been promoted by the scientific establishment and the military and industrial conspiracies of NASA and the Kremlin. I can reveal tonight that, contrary to your present misconceptions of the physical universe, the Earth is flat. I'm aware that this information will come as something of a surprise, shock even, but I ask you to consider this. The world on which you live is not a sphere, but a disc, spinning horizontally in space. Upon this disc, the land masses are arranged around two centers of opposing magnetic polarities, and these centers exert such colossal gravitational influence that any traveler trying to move in a straight line outwards from the poles will involuntarily expand and accelerate to a point which Einstein recognized as that at which a straight line inevitably becomes a curve. A traveler will therefore find himself unknowingly describing an ellipse and eventually, of course, returning to the point from which he did not take. This presentation has of necessity been brief and oversimplified. But I would finally like to add that these theories are not in any way at odds with the scientific order described by Newton and Einstein. Rather, they are a logical unifying development of gravitational and atomic physics. For too long, NASA and the Kremlin have successfully pulled the wool over our eyes. I urge you to throw off centuries of brainwashing and accept the evidence of your own experience. There is only one scheme of nature which corresponds to our everyday knowledge of the world. All else is delusion. The Earth is flat.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a lot. new song of Still Puppets this is. To introduce my band, Matthew Seligman. This is Leslie Fairbairn. Leslie Fairbairn, Ben, Matthew Seligman. Lyndon Connor. This is Leslie Fairbairn, Matthew Seligman. Matthew Seligman, Justin Hildreth. Justin Hildreth, Deborah Barsha, and Frenchie. Chucha Machan. This is. Thank you. Not forgetting, of course, to introduce Henry II, which is this rather odd-looking machine that I have in front of. A lot of people say, hi Thomas, what language does your computer speak? And I say, I want to speak Australian.
G'day. Pass the snags, mate.
Switch on the cricket.
Stuff like that. Anyway, had I known about this machine in about 1979, I might have felt inspired to write the drum about it. It's called New Time. Did I ask you for your love? Did I ask you for your dedication? Well, I don't want your love. I don't want your love.
I'm not the only one.
acid rains. The floods of subway with elements of our corrosion cabled into me. It's the last game I saw. Thank you. Let me tell you about my childhood.
Somebody.
last two Foshes been a hit, and it's because you're open and quiet. actually. We're going to finish one more tonight. And it's called Commercial Breakup. And it goes, something like this.